This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Hollywood and the universities prime everyone for racial division in the name of racial unity, and they are attempting to bring us into a hot civil war.
I take responsibility for every unchecked moment, for every time it was easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
Every not so funny joke, every unfair stereotype.
They are attempting to completely destabilize the economy, destroy confidence, so that we will absolutely abandon the Make America Great Again system.
Like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy.
We are going into absolute, total bondage. If you like what the Democrats have done in black areas of the country, dumbing people down, enslaving them, getting them into debt, putting them on welfare, aborting them, well, you're really going to love it, because it's going to happen to everybody. This is a planetary, complete, and total takeover. And you see this illustrated by the fact that all over the world, governments are endorsing Black Lives Matter as if there is, again, some attack on black people by the general public in the West, when in truth it's the UN and the globalists that are absolutely targeting Africans, particularly for depopulation. And that's the State Department Memorandum 200 with Henry Kissinger, and it's been part of U.S. policy until now. And Trump has pulled us out of UNESCO and pulled us out of these agreements, that's actually been stopping this, and that's why they're so angry at him, again, saying that he's the big, evil, horrible racist. It is complete, upside-down world. The United Nations has engineered the COVID collapse. It's caused a worldwide depression. It is far worse in the third world than it is in the first world, but we're starting to see the effects here. And the government stimulus money isn't going to rebuild the economy if the economy isn't completely turned back on quickly. And the third world will accelerate into total bedlam, and mass waves will then surge at Europe and the United States of tens of millions, not just the millions we've already seen. Now that is officially in United Nations reports. Law and order is starting to break down, and more good people don't want to be police officers because they know nobody's going to back them up. And they're charged with going out and enforcing the law that is the law. And then when things don't go right, they get the blame. Now, if I was a police officer, somebody jerked my taser away and was going for my gun or whatever, I don't know what I'd do. And it's still not clear exactly from the dash cam footage exactly what happened, but it was a serious fight, and they were trying to execute the law in the state of Georgia and in the city of Atlanta. And it's Wendy's that called the police on him because he was reportedly passed out there at the window. White people per capita are twice as likely, not just per population, per capita, to be shot and killed by police officers, because they don't hesitate with white people because they know there's not the political correctness. And in most cases, the police are in the right because they're out there trying to control a country that uses more drugs than any other nation on earth. Some metrics show that the United States uses 10 times more illegal drugs than the next nation that is known for using a high amount of illegal drugs. We are satanic. We've aborted 62 million babies. People are bombed out of their brains on average. And everybody wishing for the total abolition of the police, it's never going to happen. You're going to get a collapse. And then you're going to get a serious fascist police state in this country that'll call itself communist. That's how it always works. So if you really don't want electricity, and you really don't want medicine, and you really don't want food, you're going to end up getting it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be hearing again from Alex Jones before the conclusion of this hour here. But when we come back, I'm going to go right to your phone lines. We've got a lot of people that are called in here, and so I'm going to take as many phone calls as I can. We're also going to go back live to our crew on the ground in Chaz Chop. Chop Chaz. And again, more coming up from Alex Jones. It's just incredible just to see the race baiting in the media and the Democrats happening every day. Makes me sick. And now how our conservative judges are sitting on the Supreme Court talking about wee-wees and pee-pees and trannies. That's pathetic.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
I'll tell you what. The enemies of America see America looking weak right now. And again, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not trying to bash Trump, folks. But I just tell it like it is. And Trump looks like a very weak leader right now. Now, he can turn it all around. And we need him to. And we need him to take the buzzer-beating shot and hit the game-winning shot for America. But just don't kid yourself because you're in a cult, Trump. A Trump cult. Don't kid yourself. You need to be real about the situation. Now, I'll just leave it at that. And I'm not even saying Trump should do anything about Chaz or Chop. That's not... I'm saying... He can cure all these ills by going after the names and the faces that we know have committed open treason against this country, like Biden, Obama, Brennan, Comey, Clinton, and the like. Why those people aren't behind bars, sipping cocktails with the devil, Satan, and hell is beyond me. Now, let's go to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. And let's start with Joe in Arkansas. Go ahead, Joe. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you, Owen. I would like to say exactly what I think President Trump should do about the communist insurrection that's going on right now that we can all see. And that's this. Okay, the Constitution says that one of the jobs of the militia is to put down insurrections. And the state laws generally define the militia basically as all the patriotic citizens. And the Constitution says that the president is commander-in-chief of the militia. So I think President Trump should appoint Alex Jones as national captain of the militia and authorize him to work with all the patriotic military, police, and patriotic citizens who want to volunteer to do whatever's necessary to put down this communist insurrection and make sure it doesn't happen again for a long, long time. That's what I think President Trump should do right now.
Well, if the president was going to do that, he'd have to fire about 30 people inside of his administration first that are going to stop him from doing any of that. So, like, I'll tell you this. President Trump is going to be on with Michael Savage today. Do you realize that almost his entire administration tried to stop that from happening? He has enemies in his administration. I mean, it's a joke. I don't get it, man. Like, Brad Parscale? What the hell is Brad Parscale doing? Hey, we know about social media censorship, but I'm still on here. Hey, Brad Parscale, what do you think about the censorship of InfoWars and Alex Jones? Who is that? I've never heard of him. Brad Parscale needs to go. So, Joe, look, it's a pipe dream. Maybe Trump would do it, but he's got about 30 people in his way stopping him from doing anything serious, unfortunately. Thanks for the call. Sue in Kansas, go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for all you do. I just wanted to say to your question earlier about why they are allowing all of the black people to riot in the streets, but then they're worried about the COVID when it comes to the Trump rallies. Now, you know the answer just like I know the answer, because they know that black people are dying disproportionately of the COVID, even here in Wichita. When you look at the disproportionality, it's unbelievable how many of the few people that have died have been black.
And now, hold on a second, because I'm not sure if you're being sarcastic, because they really literally claim that COVID affects minorities worse than anywhere else. They've made this claim in almost every major city. So I don't know if you're being facetious when you say, oh, that's why they're allowed to go out or not. But it is odd. Again, like, they claim, oh, you can't go out or any of this stuff because of COVID, but then they never say a damn word about these protests. Whether it's black people or not is really irrelevant. But they do claim, oh, minorities are affected by this. Well, why aren't they telling them to stay home? Why aren't they telling them not to go protest?
Well, I'm not being facetious or sarcastic. I'm really meaning this. I'm looking at the dashboard for Sedgwick County, Kansas. We've had 25 deaths. And, I mean, it's unbelievable what it's showing me on these bars. You've got, you know, three times more black people than anybody else are the demographics.
Makes me wonder if Bill Gates or the Chinese lab didn't design this thing to kill black people specifically then.
Well, considering all the other things they've been doing since World War II in particular, in the age of science.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like they're going to sit here and they point black Americans at Trump or at police or at white people, and it's like, hey, literally Bill Gates is testing vaccines that are murdering Africans. It's such a joke, Sue.
Well, it's breaking my heart because as a Christian, you know, it's really been heavy on me about the Planned Parenthood thing, you know, watching the implosion of the inner city, all the things they've done.
Look, hey, there's Bill Gates in the middle of a mass murder. I'm sorry, we just pulled it up on screen. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've watched it all of my life from the time I was in high school and had a clue what they've been doing to the black communities. And it's just unfathomable that people can't see what's going on.
No, and that's the thing, too. If there was a black leader out there that actually wanted to inform the black community on this stuff, see, they don't get it. They get the DeRay McKessons and the Tariq Nasheeds who just hate white people, and so that's their modus operandi. But, yeah, it's like, hey, they've tested the government. U.S. government's tested multiple times vaccines and stuff on black people. Look at the Tuskegee experiment. Look at St. Louis in the 60s. Oh, nobody talks about that. Hey, the CIA gave you Jay-Z to turn black culture from Louis Armstrong and Aretha Franklin into Lizzo and Jay-Z. And they make you think it's gangster to wear your pants below your waist when that just says, hey, I'm gay. Rape me in the butt. Literally. And so that's, but nobody talks about that attack on the black community. Nobody talks about Planned Parenthood murdering tens of millions of black babies. No, that doesn't go with the narrative. The narrative is white bad, police bad. And it's all fake, Sue. It's all fake. Thank you so much for the call. Robert in New York, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing, man? Great to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
I'm just calling about my business. I opened up at Defiance Cuomo. It was more about a display of power against him than anything financial. So Stuart Rose actually flew up from Texas, the president of Oath Keepers, to stand with me. And I've been in Defiance for weeks now, and I just got every executive order that he puts on my doorstep or has the Department of Health delivered to me, and I'm concerned about everyone else that's just not.
Well, let me just ask you this, and Robert, I'm having trouble hearing you. If you're on speaker, please get off you. But let me ask you this. I mean, because you see there's protests every night in New York City. A lot of it gets violent. A lot of it turns into rioting and looting and burning. Cuomo has barely even said boo about that, but he's harassing business owners who dare reopen. So, I mean, what are other business owners saying? I mean, there has to be kind of a little talk in the small business community like, hey, Cuomo's trying to screw us here.
Well, people are scared of him, and the sheriffs are also scared of him.
He is a mass murderer, so, yeah, I guess there should be some fear there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but at what point do people stand up? I mean, there's millions and millions of people, and everyone's just bowing down to this. I'm nervous for our patriots here in America because I'm not seeing what should be going on happen.
And you know what? Let me just say this. Police officers or police precincts and state troopers and all this stuff, any form of law enforcement needs to understand something right now. If you get orders from a Democrat governor or mayor or a politician of any sort, that is, you're now taking orders from an enemy operation. You're now taking orders from something that is not American. And so when they tell you to start going to people's doorsteps, whether it's a business or a citizen, for whatever reason they say, and you follow that order, you're now following an illegal, treasonous order being issued by Democrats. So law enforcement needs to know that, because Cuomo will start sending people to your doorstep. He'll never stop a riot. And then you'll get arrested for opening a business, or you'll get arrested for even saying something bad about him. You watch. Anything else, Robert? 20 seconds.
Yeah, the police stood down completely. I mean, I notified them. I basically told them, if you impose these executive orders, you're defying your oath to uphold the Constitution and defend me as an American. So they stood down. People need to stand up. And Trump's not going to save us. It's we the people that's going to save us.
Yeah, and again, all these thousands of people marching in Brooklyn should have been at Cuomo's house demanding his arrest.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877 1-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jones will be joining us. Let's go to Taylor, who's called in from California. Thank you for calling, Taylor.
Hey, how you doing, Owen? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, man, you guys are great. InfoWars is great. Alex Jones is great. I know you guys have to allude to a lot of things because you're pretty much handcuffed because you can only report with documented facts.
Yeah, like real quick, like there's so much going on with this George Floyd thing, and we can't even talk about it. Because it's like, if we even talk about something that's so crazy, they sue us for the next 10 years. I'll just leave it at that. But you're right on. Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, like I know you guys are basically pointing the way to the way. You know, you guys are definitely making it obvious what's really going on here. And I think that a lot of your viewers would, they would benefit from watching this documentary called Universal Disclosure. It's on YouTube. You know, you might want to catch it before they take it down. It's Universal Disclosure by Martin Kinney. And it just talks about like the whole spectrum view of things, you know, the political side, astrological side, because obviously it's a huge shift going on and you guys have to stay within a certain realm because it's your lane. And, I know you don't want to, you know, push people too far you don't want to look like a tinfoil hat wearing, you know, group basically. And I know you guys are aware of what's going on, the silent joust that's happening. But if your viewers, I feel like if they were to watch Universal Disclosure,
Is that a new release, you're saying, on YouTube?
It came out at the end of 2018, and it's been buried, basically. It's been shadow banned, but...
Well, how long is that? Because we could just pull it and put it on banned out video right now.
It's 45 minutes. I think it would do it would do a service to anybody in your...
Because here's the thing, too. You know, I mean, the bandwidth at banned out video is not cheap. And so, you know, we got to pay the bills, and we want to... I mean, believe me, we want to platform all of this stuff. The problem is it just becomes a bandwidth issue, but we'll definitely pull that in and maybe upload it to band just so we can have it archived.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, you know, we're going into, like, basically a huge polarity here. Then it seems to be like they're pushing people towards literally breatharianism or transhumanism. That's pretty much the way they're going to push this with the food shortages and everything. And I feel like that's kind of, you know, and not to sound too extreme, but that's pretty much the polarity we're dealing with. You know, I think breath work and intermittent fasting, conscious fasting, is definitely something that we're going to have to incorporate in order to get through these rough patches here.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing that you also say that, folks, because here's what it comes down to. I mean, humanity's in store for 1,000 years of slavery or 1,000 years of the most empowering times to ever be a human. And depending on, I mean, if you believe the Bible, we're inevitably heading towards 1,000 years of slavery before Jesus comes back anyway. But I'd like to think not. I'd like to think we can stop that and have a pro-human future. But, I mean, folks, the evil, the corruption, the establishment, all of it, it's 1,000 years of human bondage run by AI, controlled by a very small elite. And we're in the battleground of that now. Very great call there from Taylor. Very understanding of the situation. Let's go to Hugh in Washington. Go ahead, Hugh.
Owen, drop trowel, bro. You had me rolling on that one. I wanted to know what happened to you after post-Nadler. I probably missed it, but you got sick or something. Do you think it was corona?
Probably.
I mean, you were gone for quite a while, and there's a lot of people praying for you. We were worried about you.
Well, I never get sick, too, and believe me. And I had a couple people that saw how sick I was wanted me to go to an emergency room or something, and I never had any interest. I trusted my immune system and my body. But, yeah, for about 7 to 10 days, I was sick as a dog, but maybe it was corona, maybe it wasn't. Point is, it was a bad flu. It didn't kill me. But, oh, but here's the thing. If I say I had corona and then they test me and then it's like, oh, I have to be contact traced now. Well, screw that.
Did you happen to catch Davos 2019?
What about?
It was on YouTube at the first, like in January of 2019. They had all their billionaires in the auditorium, and he had this big screen up there, and Sally was introducing herself as AI, and for some reason,
that AI robot that votes in Saudi Arabia or whatever.
Forrest Whitaker was asked to stand at that podium and talk to Sally as she introduced herself as AI, now being converted to HI.
I think, you mean Sophia? The crew saying Sophia. Do you mean Sophia?
Yeah, maybe it was Sophia, yeah. Something
okay,
like
yeah.
That. The point is that the AI was introducing itself as wanting to become HI, which is short for hybrid intelligence. And it was asking you to enter in to their domain or cloud, whatever you want to call it, database, and give everything about how you think, all your personality, so it can analyze you and you can become one with it. That was very significant. It seemed like it went under the carpet. Nobody paid any attention to it. But now AI has become HI.
Well, that's very tough for people to understand or even catch on, Hugh. And I'm going to have to go here because we're going to go back to Alex Jones. But this is all being rolled out by design. And that's the key to understanding this. It's all being rolled out by design. And so if you think a police force is bad now with humans, wait till you have robots that can't even think or judge a situation and just act via programming. And then who are you going to sue? Well, it won't even matter because they'll have a situation set up like the vaccine court where you can't sue anybody. And it'll be a special court and they'll just issue payoffs. And oh, there'll be probably a million robot police officers killing humans, but that story won't matter because guess what? The same people that run the robot manufacturing companies pay for all the news on TV. So you'll never, ever see it covered. But that's just the future if we let it get there. Let's go back now to Alex Jones reporting on what the UN has in store for us if we defund the police.
It's not even hidden. The United Nations, established by the Rockefeller family, the Rothschilds, and a consortium of multinational corporations, is designed to slowly absorb the nation state. And now they're entering the final phase of actually taking over at the city level. As the former Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, who at the time was Attorney General in New York at the UN, over a two-day period, gave hours and hours and hours of testimony about how they were doing this. She also spoke with the now mayor of New York, Mayor de Blasio. This is called municipalization, where if they can't get the nation state to sign over all its sovereignty, they simply go into the local level and take control that way, using hundreds of billions of dollars of major foundation money provided by Microsoft, Google, Apple, and the usual suspects to buy out control of local government. They then buy out control of the National Health Services with grants. And so it goes on through the military, it goes on through banking, it goes on through academia, called roundtable groups, where every major institution ends up being controlled by the very same globalists, who are then able to create the policies they want at the UN level that are then enforced at the national, state, and local level. So when we come back, we're going to air John Bound's critical report on how the United Nations is directing this entire scam and how we need to leave the United Nations. We need to cut our funding to the United Nations. We need to recognize that it is a communist, globalist, criminal organization. That's why every major corporation is behind it, because they have created it to establish a planetary, worldwide corporate governance. We'll be right back on the other side with the report from John Bound and more of Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I and personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Democrats emerged to ask for civility for black Americans when they have not shown a shred of civility towards the rest of America.
Mr. Bongino, Dylann Roof is white. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this. So if he's white, that doesn't make him any better. It was an awful thing he did, whether he was white or black.
Correct.
I'm not sure where you were going with this.
Dylann Roof was white.
And as to the chairman's comments about civility, the president of the United States of America has advocated violence. He has been divisive, and he has been the one that has caused what we see happening today, where people are trying to push back on his policies and where people are trying to have peaceful protest instead of violence, but he continues to call names and he continues to challenge people in very violent ways.
Meanwhile, after After tens of millions of dollars worth of damage to New York City, former Clinton and Obama underling Loretta Lynch is called upon by New York Attorney General Letitia James to oversee a predictably pro-looters and neoliberal socialist instigator cleanup job flying in the face of federal oversight. On top of that, Lynch isn't there to follow up on the millions of merchandise looted by peaceful protesters. Loretta Lynch is there to further apply pressure to an already crippled New York Police Department. As The Hill reported, New York Attorney General Letitia James said in a statement, "As we continue our investigation, I will continue to use every tool at my disposal to seek answers and accountability, and that includes calling on the sharpest minds to lend their expertise." Lynch added, "It is time to examine recent events to ensure that all New Yorkers receive truly equal protection under the law." You may recall Loretta Lynch launched the Strong Cities Network in 2015 at the United Nations with a panel of leftist U.S. mayors, including New York's de Blasio, who has thumbed his nose at the New York Police Department ever since.
I want to say to my fellow mayors, we are in the vanguard of change around the world, as the High Commissioner indicated, and we should hold ourselves to a high standard. We're able to do things locally that in many ways can set the pace for our national government. I think so many of us, through the work we've done in our cities, we understand something fundamental. The most powerful way to counter violent extremism is to go to the core. The core is intolerance. When we address intolerance, when we undermine intolerance, in the process we undermine extremism and violence. But I see the incredible opportunity of the Strong Cities Network as going far beyond the work of law enforcement, going to some of the things that all of us know we could do better. The nurturing of our youth, and particularly of youth leadership, positive leadership that can help to move other youth towards positive outcomes in our society.
This is a truly groundbreaking endeavor. By connecting municipal leaders, by facilitating information sharing, and providing training and other assistance where appropriate, the Strong Cities Network will help to fashion a global response to a global issue without losing sight of its inherently local roots. It will offer city leaders a way to learn from one another about successful initiatives and productive programs. By connecting these localities to one another, as this network, the Strong Cities Network, is doing, we will not only have a powerful way to lift up our communities worldwide, we will send a message from all of our voices about who we are and about what we aspire to be as an alliance of nations and a global community.
The Strong Cities Network is a network focused on supporting cities to prevent all forms of violent extremism. It is important to remember that while attention is currently focused on ISIS and the challenge of foreign fighters, the threat of other forms of violent extremism, not least extreme right-wing groups, remain critical and of critical concern to local authorities around the world and the communities that they represent.
That level of Islamophobia, that level of racism, that level of xenophobia creates its own counter-movement that we have to look out for. It's a challenge to American safety because it's animating other kinds of extremism and other kinds of violence against people of color and against folks who follow Islam.
Lynch had said the Strong Cities Network would have an international steering committee and an international advisory board run by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a leading international think tank based in London. Under their control, law enforcement measures for cooperating Democrat cities will be directed from the Institute for Strategic Dialogue and the United Nations. Ignoring the U.S. Constitution, local officials, and the laws we all operate under. Other cities that have not officially signed on are being rewarded with equipment due to their interest in the Strong Cities Network. Meanwhile, former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik said 600 police officers were considering leaving the force amid protests in response to the death of George Floyd.
All right, Commissioner Kerik, how many police officers are in the hospital right now that the mainstream media is not talking about?
Well, you've had over 300, I think about 320 that have been injured. You have some in the hospital, but there were over 300 injuries. And the thing that scares me, Judge, I'm hearing close to 600 cops have either put in their papers or they're talking to the department about resigning or retiring.
While Mayor de Blasio unveiled a few reforms to the New York Police Department at the urging of a task force on racial inclusion, of which his wife is co-chairwoman, redirecting money from the police department to youth programs is among the proposed changes. The budget of the New York Police Department was nearly $6 billion in 2019, and now New York Comptroller Scott Stringer is calling for $1.1 billion to be cut from the New York Police Department budget over 4 years. How convenient that the New York Police Department would be targeted by Loretta Lynch's United Nations Police Force Steering Committee. It appears that defunding the police is simply the beginning, as Democrat cities are transforming their local police forces into internationally interested United Nations armies that will crush any that oppose the will of the totalitarian left and its dismantling of America. John Baum reporting.
You know, I remember Alex Jones writing reports and documentaries on this 10 years ago plus, but this is now all updated information in that John Baum report, which you can find at band.video. Spread this video to your friends and family, folks, because the entire media structure is aimed against the police right now, but we need to understand that this is just part of an agenda to out the police and bring in the UN, which won't be beholden to any constitution or oath or America at all. You know, I'll just say this. If President Trump isn't going to deal with these people legally, I shouldn't even say this. If President Trump doesn't deal with these people legally, and Bill Barr and John Durham, and we don't have mass arrests and military tribunals of the Loretta Lynches of the world and the Obama administration and Clinton and the rest of them, well, this country will either be dead and gone, or we're going to have to physically fight for it. And the police are the front lines right now, folks. I just breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Because police are being completely just thrown under the bus right now. And yeah, what are they going to do when they're just put out there like a target and they can't even defend themselves and now they're getting their pay cut and losing their pension? Yeah, of course the police are going to quit. It's all by design, ladies and gentlemen. It's all by design. Boy, I hope President Trump doesn't let him get away with this, folks. I really hope he doesn't. He'll control his own destiny, but let me tell you, there will be a hot civil war. And, well, we know who the enemies of America are.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The United Nations openly hijacks police departments. In the last 7 minutes, 45 seconds, you heard the proof laid out. If you're listening on radio, if you're watching on television, you could actually see the video. You could see the documents. You could see the clips and the admissions. This all goes back to State Department Memorandum 7277 from 1962, where there was an open attempt to put the United States under United Nations control. And it's the exact same program being tried again. The United Nations has been accepted in almost every country in the world as the governing power. That's why with COVID-19, we're told, medical doctors get SWAT team raids because they're prescribing vitamin C in Texas and Michigan to people who have COVID. It doesn't matter if the studies show it's great for any type of coronavirus. It doesn't matter if studies show that almost all of these problems with coronaviruses is because of deficiencies of C, D,
and things like zinc. But again, that's the United Nations in control. Oh, sorry, just everyone breathlessly. The WHO says that who funds it? Bill and Melinda Gates. It's the very same big tax-free foundations. They're running the show. They're running the takeover of education. They're running the brainwashing at the colleges. It's all centralized from the establishment. It's not communists in their basements that are directing all of this. So you can laugh at it and call it stupid all day and say there's no sense of purpose and that's going to fail. But it's only the cover for the larger globalist agenda to take over all healthcare, to take over all regulations, to domesticate us, and to take over the police departments, just like lawyers in the last 30 years got rid of all of the diving boards. And then now they're getting rid of barbecue pits at the park because somebody might hurt themselves. Now they're getting rid of jungle gyms, and now pools are 2 feet deep. And now they're getting rid of all sorts of things if you can claim there's any risk associated with it. Well, police are going to make mistakes. There's going to be problems. Innocent people are going to get killed sometimes. And so by taking immunity away from the police, that sounds like a great idea, but really it bankrupts the local government. And then once the UN and the globalists are in control, well, then the media won't cover any police mistakes, and it'll be problem solved. That's how the system operates. They have it down to a very fine science of using liability in our open, free society to target selectively through lawfare whatever the system wants to shut down. We're going to go back to live broadcast and Owen Schroyer for a few more segments, and then we have Gerald Celente taking over. I'll be filing more reports in the hours and days to come, but again, this is such a critical time to face this head on and understand what we're really dealing with. It's a very systematic takeover, and the globalists admit in their own writings that they're coordinating and using these crises to gain more control. They don't create every crisis. They do create some, but they are exacerbating crises. And I know you all know this, but we have to understand this is the main assault. They're intending to steal the election from Trump, and Trump needs to wake up, and I'll be speaking about that more in the days to come. But please share this report on the United Nations now. It's on InfoWars.com and Band on Video. You are the resistance.
Remember that, folks, band.video, and as always, your support at InfoWarsStore.com is crucial. I want to go back out to the phone lines. We're going to be hearing again from Alex Jones here in just a minute. In the meantime, let's go to Amy in Kentucky. Go ahead, Amy.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I've been looking back over Joe Biden's speeches lately and all that stuff, and one thing that just keeps coming back, and the same question that keeps coming to my mind is, every time he's asked what he's done for black supporters, he pretty much like hits around the question and starts talking about who supports him and everything. And I'm just, to me, that's a big red flag. If you can't, as a grown man, simply answer a question saying what you've done to support black people, and all you can say is who supports you, I feel like that's a problem.
Well, I mean, that's like the smallest problem about Joe Biden. I mean, this guy is a classic career criminal. He was engaged in all sorts of treason with Obama. He had his own treason going on with Ukraine and his son, Hunter, and in China. Joe Biden pandering for black people when he hasn't done anything for him is like a tiny, small-scale issue in the just largesse corruption that is Biden. I mean, the Democrats just went with the most corrupt guy they could find. I mean, Joe Biden can't even think. He can't even control his own bowels. And so whatever he says during a campaign speech is just fodder anyway. The real threat is that man is a world-class criminal. Joe Biden is a world-class criminal and belongs in jail, simply put. Amy, thanks for the call. Guys, can I see my caller list here? Otherwise, I'm going to have to go to the top and go to Vivian in West Virginia. Let's just go to Vivian, and then I'll go back down to there. Go ahead, Vivian.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I had a beep there. I am a Christian. I'm conservative, of course. Been sharing a lot of your videos on Facebook, which I'm surprised I'm still on there as boisterous as I am. And I will be sharing this one also. I understand some of your feelings about Trump, but I'm not sure he can do everything that you want him to do by himself. Does there not have to be some type of law process for for all these people to get arrested, and that would take forever.
Here, let me respond to this because I have a short amount of time here, Vivian. If Trump or the American people want to play games within the rules and the boundaries that the enemies do not care to play by those rules or boundaries, then we will never win. And that's my short response.
Here's another avenue I thought about, too. What if this is God's judgment?
Well, it's all God's plan. It's all God's plan, but that doesn't mean I sit here idly by letting it happen.
God's plan. Can we stop it? I'm just asking.
Well, yeah, but God's plan isn't for you to do nothing and have blind faith in a man.
No, I'm not saying that. You're completely misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not a Trumper advocate exactly here, but I'm just saying he can't do it all by himself. He's going to have lawyers and people like that. He can, however, get out of the UN quickly if he wants to do that, but I'm not sure how much he can do on his own.
But let me ask you this, Vivian. If let's say you're in the United States and you see a violent group of terrorists taking over towns, burning and looting, you see rampant corruption, you see treason happening, who do you look to solve those issues? Who do you say, hey, we need to do something about this? Who would you look to?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to go through some sort of law.
Vivian, I think you do know. I just think you don't want to admit it. I think you know it's the president.
You know, everything is always Trump's fault. No matter what he does,
all right,
it's his.
Vivian, thanks for the call. I got to go back to Alex Jones. Folks, Vivian, I love you. You're a God-fearing lady. But unfortunately, I think that your mindset right now is the mindset of way too many Trump supporters. I never blame Trump for anything. I'm not blaming Trump. Trump's been in office less than 4 years. He's not responsible for all this stuff. Of course not. InfoWars, myself included, were supporting Trump before anybody else out there. My point is that all these Trump supporters are giving Trump every excuse under the sun for his lack of action. Why? You would never provide that cover for anyone else except Trump. And I get it. He's our only hope. He's the guy we need to hit the buzzer beater, the game-winning shot, the best we've ever had. But to sit here and just ignore the fact that he's not taking action or to give him all the excuses under the sun, that's only going to lead to our own demise. That's only going to lead to Trump's demise. I'm not attacking Trump. I'm being honest about the situation. Look at everything that's happened. It's all happened under Trump, not Hillary. Not Hillary. Trump. Now, again, Trump's got the ace of spades. Will he play it? I don't know the plan. I'm not betting on it. Here's Alex Jones with more on the UN.
Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Henry Kissinger, 1991 Bilderberg Conference, held in Evian, France, and he since confirmed he made that statement. And that's what the whole Black Lives Matter race riot system is about, funded by Kissinger and other globalists. And then if you pull back COVID-19, the UN and others admit that they also would use the threat of an either real or manufactured bioweapon or pathogen to bring in world government. That's what this is, ladies and gentlemen. You're being taught to be locked down by the globalist cult. And that's why understanding the New World Order is now not just critical, it's about our very survival as a species. Because for the New World Order, world government is just the beginning. It's the vehicle to get them to planetary control to carry out the forced depopulation.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.